So I understand that you have some history with the Sackville Memorial Hospital. Can you tell me a bit about that?
Sure. Actually, I started my nursing career at the old Sackville Memorial Hospital, then ended up back in the Moncton area at the Moncton Hospital for 35 years. I was previously the executive director for the Moncton area, which included having oversight for the Moncton Hospital and Sackville Memorial Hospital. So I have a bit of history there, as well as I've had some family ties in the area, both in Sackville and Murray Corner area. So excited to be back and working in this capacity.
Okay, yeah. So you've been with Horizon a long time, and it sounds like you've worked in many different capacities at all levels, from management right down to the front lines.
Yeah, that's
Okay.
correct. Both.
So tell me about your role now. This is sort of a new role created to sort of target this problem that we have with the hospital right now.
Correct. So after my retirement, I guess a year ago, June, I was hired late December by Horizon to be on site in Sackville to help support the local leadership and the staff there. My main focus was on recruitment of new staff as well as retention of our existing staff so that we could attain a goal of returning back to having full 24/7 emergency department coverage, as well as reopen our acute care beds on our Brunswick inpatient unit.
Okay.
So part of my role as well was just to provide support to the staff and through these difficult times that we've been having with recruitment and retention of staff.
Yeah, I guess, as if we lose staff or if there's a staff shortage, it can become a problem where even the staff that are there, the retaining them becomes just as much a challenge as recruiting new ones.
Absolutely. It can be very difficult on staff when you're either short-staffed, a lot of extra work. Staff have been working extra hours and above and beyond as well. So kudos to them for sticking it out. We're really pleased with the progress that we've made, and the staff have been phenomenal.
Tell me a bit about that progress. There's been some success lately, so yeah, let's hear about what all the sort of new nurses and new nursing type positions that have been hired for.
Sure. So first, we did hire a new manager for our emergency department in the Brunswick West unit, and she's in her role now and doing great. We've been able to hire four permanent full-time RNs for Brunswick inpatient unit. Two of those are new grads. Two of those staff have already started in the roles, and the other two will be starting later this summer. We've hired three PCAs, or patient care attendants. We have three permanent positions there as well. And we've been able to hire two permanent full-time grads for the emergency department. As well, we've hired two permanent part-time RNs who have some critical care and ED experience for the emergency department as well. So we've also been very fortunate in three or four new LPNs who will be working casually with us, have great interest in Sackville, and we have our LPN positions permanently all filled. So some really great progress. I'm really pleased.
Okay, so LPN's all filled. I guess there's still some gaps that need to be filled.
Yes, there are a few more gaps that we will hopefully be filled shortly. But again, it's always fluid with staff. As soon as you get a few in the door, you might have a. We did actually just receive a retirement letter. So we'll continue to focus on continuing to recruit. And also, we want to make sure that we're maintaining and retaining our current staff.
Right. Okay. And these positions, these are all nursing related positions, LPNs, RNs. Are you also focusing on physician recruitment, or is that sort of someone else's purview?
Yeah, not that would be someone else's purview for the physician recruitment. I do know that we have a local physician who's working very collaboratively with both the local medical director and regional medical director, as well as the VP of Medical Affairs for physician recruitment for Sackville.
When you've been working on recruitment, Has it been a hard sell at all? I know when back in February 2020, when the previous administration at Horizon had announced closing the hospital, or sorry, sort of changing the hospital, changing the nature of the hospital to permanently close the ER and the acute care beds. That sent a sort of signal that maybe it wasn't a stable place to work. Now, has that been a challenge overcoming that? Is it a hard sell to convince prospective nurses that Sackville Memorial is not sort of on the chopping block?
Yeah, I think, it may certainly always be in the background, but I think, again, part of my role and with Horizon focusing and hiring me as well helps to assure staff that we're working very hard to maintain services that the hospital had and that our goal is to reopen 24/7 for emergency as well as acute care beds. So I think that's been helpful, and we've actually had some people very interested in rural nursing, and they're coming to the hospital and feeling very welcomed, and the staff have been great with new staff who are orientating. I'm hearing very positive feedback, so I think that also has helped with recruitment. We've also had the sign-on bonuses that the province has been offering, as well as the loan forgiveness program for rural hospitals, that has been also very, I think, a good recruitment strategy.
Right, so that's been a good tool.
Mm-hmm.
The local, we've had a local group working for, about a year and a half or so, to work to restore services at the hospital, the Rural Health Action Group. And I know you work with that group to a certain capacity. Tell me how Horizon and that group are cooperating.
It's been a great collaborative. I think, Horizon recognizes the importance of that meaningful engagement in communities, particularly when it comes to delivering and sustaining our healthcare services. And we truly appreciate the commitment of Sackville, Memramcook, and Tantramar areas joining us and proactively finding and implementing changes to improve access to healthcare for their communities. And I think we can achieve more together than individually. So it's been a very, very good collaborative. There's lots of work that we still have to do, but it's great to be able to share and communicate directly with the community members. So it's been fabulous.
Do you see a value in having a sort of a role for a community, sort of maybe permanently established as part of, the Sackville Memorial Hospital, that a way for community to either step up and help when there's a crisis, or just be engaged and be part of how healthcare gets delivered? Do you see kind of maybe a possible permanent role there?
Yeah, I think what we're trying to develop here is something that could be replicated for other communities. Again, we need to hear the community's perspective on any gaps in care or what they are seeing is happening, and work with them to find solutions to maintain services, or it could be that maybe we need to bring new services into the community to meet the care needs.
Okay. All right, Nancy. Anything else that people in Sackville should know about how things are going at the Sackville Memorial Hospital right now?
I'm really pleased, certainly with the recruitment. We're working on lots of educational opportunities for our staff. It's a wonderful facility to work in. We still have our challenges. Over the summer, there could be gaps, but we're committed to continue to work very hard with our community and within Horizon to close those gaps.